Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oops, I have to hit go live over here. Did I break it?
Maybe.
Maybe.
You never know.
Well, let's see what it does. We're going to hit go live and see if it goes live on Facebook. Facebook changed their stuff, so now it's like weird. You can't really go live in groups.
That's odd. Well, I'm Patty.
Yeah.
Will.
I'm Britton.
We commandeered Will today to make him try flavored coffee with us because the boys didn't want to, but Will says he likes flavored coffee.
I'm all about it.
It's kind of great because this morning we're like, oh, we don't know what to do. We were going to grab some Mother's Day gifts and then we spaced out on that, but that's okay. And it's great because we get to actually do our R&D. Sometimes we get a little bit behind.
Very much behind.
And so we've used some lives to get a little bit ahead on R&D.
This is multitasking is what this is. This means that we can try the coffee live and I don't have to worry about doing it later. And I have three more in my office to try and probably four more samples that haven't been made yet.
And we're blind tasting these.
Yeah, we don't know what these
Melissa
are.
Melissa brewed them and she wrote the answers on the table and they're underneath a card so that we can slowly move that
on. Good morning,
Bill.
Yeah. How about your shipping deal? I don't know what happened. I have a ticket in to hopefully figure it out. But in the meantime, I just refunded it. First of all, it charged shipping, which it shouldn't have. And then it like double charged shipping.
Oh, that's not good.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah.
Sorry about
that.
The good
news is, you know, we can take care of it. So.
Yeah.
Or figure out. We've had a lot of figuring out this week with our shipping. But oh my gosh, you guys, thank you. We've been so busy.
So busy.
Like the Mother's Day sale is kicking our butt. Like we didn't sit down at all on Monday.
Yeah, you were spinning in circles on Monday.
And then yesterday, I don't think I sat down until 3 o'clock. And today we've got a lot more.
Every order has the new flavors on it, which is really cool. I hope you guys are loving the new flavors.
Yeah. I've only heard one negative comment so far. Everybody else really seems to enjoy them. So that's exciting.
And it was about the chocolate peanut butter cup, which I mean, right? Chocolate and peanut butter are more of a dark, not bitter flavor, but equated to like dark chocolate or something.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And coffee kind of tastes like that.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's definitely not going to be, you know, a fruit.
Yeah. And what's cool is that we put a lot of samples out there. So like, even if you didn't order them, like you probably got to try them, which is fun too. You know, who doesn't like a free sample?
Hopefully you guys got
some
free samples and got to try everything.
Yeah. Hey, Deborah, good morning.
I think May 2nd, too, because Logan ran us like a couple hundred samples.
Yeah.
So I think people were able to get them for like 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah. We got quite a bit out. So, yay.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And then, of course, we have more flavors launching next month. So, which we'll start announcing pretty soon.
Super exciting.
When do you announce the flavors?
So actually, the new pods, if you're part of the early access, they will be live to you on the 15th.
Oh, nice.
And then
we already let our stores start buying them.
Yeah, so. We've kind of been like letting people know what they're going to be about a week before, and then they will launch June 1st.
Yeah, and we'll have influencers start.
They're
posting
not
that pretty
brand
soon too.
Brand new flavors. They're just in a new format.
Yeah, they're in pods now, which is great.
Super cool.
Yeah.
And to add to that, we introduced the 96 counts and the 192 counts because some people are just, that's what they drink.
It's crazy how many of those we put out in the last couple of days.
So we picked like initially about 8 kinds to do that bulk in.
Yeah.
And it's so popular that we are actually going to be adding 96 and 192 in everything.
Oh, awesome. People are going to love that.
Yeah.
We laughed yesterday because when Lori and I were packing up orders, she's like, my God, like these people just like, so what we were laughing about is how you just get stuck in one flavor and that's just all you drink. And we're like, gosh, you want 192 pods of Michigan cherry and that is your flavor. And so she kept sort of writing like little, notes on it. Like, if you like this flavor, try this flavor, you know? So
it is hard though. Once you find something you love, you like look forward to it in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I drink Costa Rican Lamanita and CB Select.
Yeah. Janelle, hey.
Yeah. Says hi,
baby. Oh, I know Janelle's happy to see Will.
That time with the iced pistachio latte.
Oh yeah. Mm. That's a good one too.
That is good. We have the Emerald Pistachio regular is gone.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. I think we have like 5 of the K-cups.
Is the
left.
Ruby Red Raspberry gone too?
There's like 4 out there. They could be on orders though.
Yeah, they might be on orders. Who knows?
The K-cups were gone.
Yeah. And then did we release what our yeah, we released what our next box is. It's our anniversary
box. Reveal. Yeah, it's our anniversary box. Yeah. So this will be the best of the best from the last year.
Yep, the last year.
Yep. Yeah. So it'll be the favorite flavors. I'd be curious to hear what you guys think it's going to be.
Yeah. Basically, what were your four favorites from the last year?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting. I can't even remember what all came out in the last year.
I know.
It's all running together.
Well, you have 12 boxes with four flavors in each ones, right? So.
Yeah. I know it's.
Oh, yay.
Congratulations.
That's so exciting when your kids start doing things on their own. My middle son just came back from his first year of college. And I'll tell you what, it's weird.
I wondered. I almost texted you to see if he was still at school because they had that tornado go through there.
One of his friends is still there. His friend is a six-year senior, and he's still there. He's 24 years old, and he became one of Alex's best friends.
Yeah.
Which I just loved because, like, you know, Alex is 18. He's 24. There's a, you know, good age difference. And he's like, I'm going to miss him the most. And I'm like, that's so sweet. But yeah, I think he fared okay. Yeah. But what's weird is like when your kid goes away for a year and then trying to get used to them being back because like you've already adapted to them not being there.
Right.
And I'm telling you what, his room stinks. And then he was like all year he complained about this roommate who like okay, you guys, I'm not even kidding. This kid didn't do laundry the entire year. The entire year he did not wash his clothes. Ew. And he complained about him, right? I go to his room on Saturday to like clean it out. And I'm like, you were no better. Like he did laundry, but like you have three shoe boxes in this room, kid. You did not take care of business.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I know what you're talking about. I'm like, are you serious?
Could you imagine too? Because he plays baseball. Like how stinky that room has to get.
I'm throwing his turf shoes away.
Gross.
They smell. That's what's smelling in his room right now because they got wet in the rain and it just reeks.
I watched this TikTok and I should have saved it because one of my kids has stinky feet and it was like a school counselor and it was a shoe aerosol thing that she uses that actually kills bacteria in shoes because she said sometimes, you know, kids end up down here and it's like their shoes have been left outside or they're wet or the only pair they have. Yes. Their parents don't get them socks. Yes. They're just stuff stinky, happens, and I wish I would have saved that aerosol.
I would love to know what that is because
you got boys.
I got boys, and you buy those Azuna pods. They're like tea tree.
I've seen
those.
I'm telling you what, you put one of those. Yeah,
have
it's
you
like
tried
a
pod. It?
Yeah, yeah. So I bought them.
They smell good.
And I bought them and sent them to his room because obviously his room smelled with his roommate not doing laundry all year. And I sent him the pod and it did like it absorbed
that smell.
Yes.
I almost bought them, but then I saw all the comments that were like, I don't like the smell of them.
They have different smells. I bought the tea tree one and tea tree is really good for repelling moths too.
Interesting.
So I thought that would be interesting because Lord knows what those smells and funks are bringing into their room.
Yep. a car though, that's such a big purchase. That's really exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. Yes. Yay.
I got to get all the... Like, I got not, like, the stretch-over seat covers, but, like, fake, like, leather ones that, like, actually, like, strap over the seat so it looks like your seat. I have toddlers.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got seat protectors. I got the big, like, rubber mats on the floor. They just destroy a car.
And they, like, I've watched, like, the TikToks of people, like, cleaning out their wife's car, and it's just like, oh, I remember those days.
Yeah.
And it's just funny, like, how, like, you know, my kids are older, your kids are younger. And like just like the different spectrums, and Will's a stepdad.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
a little bit
learning
older,
all types
though.
Of new stuff.
Yeah, you're like, what's going on here?
Send him for coffee runs. Oh, perfect.
Oh, that's the way to
My
do
dad
it.
My dad used to do that stuff all the time. Sure. He'd be like, I really want.
Yeah,
whatever.
It is so convenient when you have a little errand boy who can just go and do the things. Like, hey, can you just like go pick up the dog?
Let's try number one though, because I think these are getting cold.
Of course they are.
Of course they
are. Number
one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what?
So what I did with these ones, well, like, so we've got obviously upcoming boxes and I just like, we came up with some of the flavor names already. Mm-hmm. And so I requested flavors to see if they fit the profile.
Oh man.
So I don't know what any of these are.
This is like a familiar flavor though.
Hmm.
But
I smell chocolate.
Really?
Hi, Cindy. Good morning.
You know what? I'm really stuffy, so that's probably why I can't smell chocolate.
Hmm. Ooh. Okay. I'm getting chocolate, caramel, and nut in this. I'm getting like a Snickers bar.
Okay. I could see that. I feel like the nut is more than the chocolate, though.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting a caramel.
Yeah.
Definitely a caramel.
Yeah.
But what could it be?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not obviously.
I'm going to call it a candy bar.
Good morning, Cindy. Yeah. You're going to call it a candy bar?
I'm going to call it a candy bar.
Do you know what three flavors you gave her?
Well, I know roughly what I requested. Gosh, when I request flavors from the flavoring company, what I did this time is I took the list that you had came up with and I went and requested a whole bunch of different stuff.
You know those, those chocolate cookies that have like a pecan or some sort of nut shoved in them?
Yeah.
Tastes like something like
A turtle?
Morning, Charles.
Hi, Charles. Would it be like a turtle?
I know what they're called.
A pecan sandy?
They're like a little toffee.
Yum. Did you get your 100th gift, Charles? Did it fit? Did you like it?
Yeah, I think we've all packed an order for Charles in the last
week. So we're all thinking something chocolate, caramel, and nutty.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate cream.
Chocolate
So cream. This is just straight chocolate.
Really? I don't think so. Yeah. I don't believe that.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I definitely get nut in there, don't you?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
For sure.
I mean, like this flavor, though. Yeah. It's a really good chocolate. Not all chocolates that we try are good, which is weird. Because, like, some chocolates almost taste like Tootsie Roll-like, which to me, like, that's not really chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, they'll call themselves chocolate, but it's like Tootsie Roll. It's mm-hmm. weird. Okay. No, I like that one, though.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, it's really good. It does kind of taste like when you make the drinks at the store and you, like, do that, like, shaved chocolate on top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it reminds me of, Shauna,
the one that we just tried is called chocolate cream. It's not a flavor that we currently have. It's a flavor that we're testing to see if it makes it into a future Coffee of the Month box.
And Melissa brewed these for us, so we don't know what they are.
Yeah, I request flavoring samples like that fit the profile that I'm looking for, but when we taste them, we want to know if they match what we want them to match.
Yep. And then typically it won't, like, we wouldn't release it with the name chocolate cream. We would come up with a fun name for it.
Yeah.
But the flavoring company calls it chocolate cream.
Yes. And sometimes it's really interesting because they come up with, like, weird flavors like Jingle Bell Java. And you're like, what is Jingle Bell Java?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You have no idea.
It's just interesting, though, because it's supposed to be a straight chocolate, which I guess I could kind of see, but I could also go in nut.
Yeah.
You know what? I have cold foam samples out in the we should do this ice later with cold foam on top of it because that would be fire.
Be so good. Yeah. You know what we haven't had in forever is that tea.
Oh, yeah. And actually, do you know that's the drink of the month? Tea. So the drink of the month in our stores right now is blackberry vanilla sweet tea. And it's one of our favorite drinks because it's really easy for us to make it here. And last year when we ran this, I was just like, Britton, I'm going to make a tea. You want a tea? Yeah, make me a tea.
If you have a store near you, the blackberry vanilla
sweet tea.
Is it like almond milk tea or something?
We do oat milk in it because oat milk has got a really creamy mouthfeel to it. So it's really good.
And we've tried it. We tried it with other flavors and stuff, but the blackberry vanilla was by far.
But it's super good with that white white peach that we did The white peach was delicious.
Yeah.
Mm.
I miss being in the store and, like, experimenting.
Yeah. I haven't done R&D at the store in a minute, but I have an apple cider that I want to try for the fall to see if I can get an apple cider to work. I've got a strawberry cupcake flavor I'm working on and an orange dreamsicle cold brew I'm working on. I probably shouldn't tell all these things. But
Why not? I've got the mouth watering.
Yeah. I'm trying. Yeah. I just haven't had time to go to the store recently to try it. So I'm hoping to get to do that soon.
We've made progress on the R&D kit that we're going to do with you guys. Yes. We're just trying to get we need to get a date from Lori when she's going to be here.
Yes.
Her
travel schedule is a lot coming up.
She's going to Florida for her birthday.
Yeah.
I think competition season's almost over.
I asked her.
Does it ever end? I thought it was all year round.
How many more dance can I said, you got done, and she laughed. She says, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. That's funny.
Toddler oat milk. Oh my gosh. My kids say the funniest stuff.
That's so cute.
We went to this ski show at Legoland, and the bad guy, they would call him like a salty sea cow. Like that was their slur or whatever.
You salty sea cow.
Salty sea cow. Yeah, because obviously it was a pirate show.
Oh, now the toddler's going to say salty sea cow.
My kid's still running around like using that as an insult. And that was like 2 years ago.
Maybe if I said salty sea cow, yeah, I'm going to work on that.
You salty sea cow.
I'm going to work on that.
That's a great one.
That is a great one. I quite like that.
Or Dallas, we got Pickle Ranch at the... He's five. We got Pickle Ranch.
I know. Delicious.
We haven't tried it yet.
Is it a chip? What is this?
No, it's ranch. That's pickle flavor.
Oh. So, you know what? I was getting.
Yeah, he's like, you're live. So, are we still with you?
Right.
Still there? Okay.
We might have lost you for a second. Super cinnamony.
Kevin walked in and then it said, said goodbye.
Thanks for the. Okay. Are we back, Bill? So, can you see us?
I hear
you.
Definitely.
Well, you're in the group, Janelle. So, like, the group didn't drop because now we have to stream in multiple things.
Yeah, it's weird.
The feed is going wonky. Yeah. Are we back?
Like, Nellie, I can't even see what you're saying. I know your profile picture, so I know that you're commenting, but it's too far away for my 40-year-old
eyes to
see.
When my dad walked in here, we think he might have knocked a wire. Yeah. Because we've got cords running all under here.
And that's why we say, Kevin, don't come in when we're live. But, you know, that's what Kevin does.
That is what he does.
He needs attention.
Like a like a chocolatey cinnamon holiday blend almost. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm actually going to guess differently because I know that one of the flavors I asked for was like a gingerbread
like
flavor.
Like a red hot.
She's got the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I get, I see gingerbread. Okay.
Well, I said cinnamon.
But it's almost like gingerbread, you know, like don't
cinnamon.
They put red hots on gingerbread?
Sometimes if they're making them as the buttons on a gingerbread man, they could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It seems a little cinnamony for gingerbread.
Yeah.
Could be, though.
I don't know.
Cinnamon gingerbread. Final answer.
Okay.
I like
it. It was our feed. I think my dad kicked a cord.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Good old Kevin. Thanks for staying with us.
Oh. A snicker nut. So it's like snickerdoodle,
really?
Right?
Really?
Snicker nut.
Which is cinnamon and vanilla.
I would think that'd be like a snickerdoodle-ish coffee.
So it would want it to be a cinnamon with like a nut flavor to it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mm. It's really good.
Cinnamon's not my favorite, but I actually do like that.
Yeah. That's a really different cinnamon too.
Yeah.
I do like that. Yeah. And it's not like our, so like our cinnamon holiday blend is like a cinnamon almond flavor. And it doesn't resonate like our cinnamon holiday blend at all. And our cinnamon holiday blend is like our number one selling flavor, right?
Yeah, it's really different.
Did we sell more of that or Michigan cherry?
We sell more Michigan cherry, but I mean, cinnamon holiday blend's pretty high up there for only being sold a couple months of the year.
So good. Yeah. So good. Any CHB fans in here? Cinnamon holiday blend fans?
Right?
Yeah. Love that flavor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three.
I'm not getting a lot of strong smells out of this one.
I just think I can't smell today.
I got nothing on this.
Yeah. This one's pretty faint.
Mm. It's like really creamy though.
Mm. Yeah, weird. It's interesting when you try things and you're just like.
It could be like maybe like a pecan divinity type deal. Those like white divinities.
Yeah, isn't that just like meringue with like a like pecans in it?
Yeah,
without pecan divinity.
Yeah, it kind of tastes.
Do you say
that.
Pecan or pecan? Like, pecan. What's the pecan. Right way to say it?
I think it's like tomato tomato.
Well, I think that if you're Southern, you say pecan.
Pecan, yeah.
And if you're Northern like us, pecan. We say pecan.
It's like a coupon, pecan. coupon.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Potato. Yeah. Yeah, there's like a whole list of things that Michigan people say weird, like realtor. We say realtor.
Realtor.
Yeah, realtor. But realtor. We say realtor. Like we like spell it out.
So I have to be like really cognizant, just because we're from Fenton.
Oh yeah.
So in Fenton we say Fenton.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Put it all together. Yeah. So when I say my name, I have to like say Britain.
Britain.
Otherwise, I say Britain.
Britain.
Like Britain.
That's all
it's like an
E-N.
Yeah. I'm like always like
Cinnamon Holiday Blend is so good, Deborah. I hope you stocked up on it. I think that one's coming back like October 15th.
I got nothing on
this. That's usually when it comes back. I'm going like some sort of like divinity or something. It just tastes creamy.
Nothing.
No?
This is probably the gingerbread one because it's so bland.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it is.
Gingerbread latte.
Mm.
Yeah, bummer.
It's really, and it's funny how the other one was more gingerbread to me than this one.
Yeah. I don't get a lot of ginger in this. That tastes way more like gingerbread than this did.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bummer.
And this is a different gingerbread. We did have a gingerbread last year.
I could go like the gingerbread icing on it.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a gingerbread latte, and we've done a gingerbread.
Down to two bags.
Yeah. Do you hoard that one? Like if you have a flavor that like, you know, especially if you got it like a coffee of the month one, it goes out. Do you like hoard it? Like, oh, I'm only going to have like a little bit
I think
bit
there
of this.
Was like a little bit of decaf still.
Yeah. Not a lot else of that one.
Because they made it right at the end and we're like, no.
Yeah. We didn't need any more made. Thank you.
What do you drink at home?
At home? Well, I drink coffee here. Because I don't have time.
Right.
In the morning.
That makes sense.
She's a mother of toddlers.
I just drink whatever's here.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. We got this new bun immersion machine, which is really cool because you press the button and it grinds and brews like right to your cup. But it actually is really interesting because you have to like rinse it and clean it like once a day to make sure that there's no stagnant water. It's a lot of work. Like
So we use that machine mainly like we source the machine for our convenience stores or offices that kind of want like an on-demand fresh.
Yeah, but it's so nice to like, you know, have
but
it
we
like
have one in the office
ground right before you drink it.
Yeah.
You know?
Because obviously we need a testing and training machine here. So we have one in the office.
And it also makes hot cocoa and I think a latte, but the latte is made with like hot cocoa, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And then it makes one other. Oh, and it also does iced coffee, which is interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's like the iced coffee
it's probably like the gas station lattes, you know, where it's like just straight up powdered cocoa.
Yeah. I love when like when you first start working as a barista and the 14-year-old kid comes in, like, I want a cappuccino.
A French
like,
vanilla cappuccino.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you really want a latte.
Yeah. And really, you probably want a frap.
You want a frap. Let's walk through what you really want because the actual cappuccino you do not want.
Yeah, I used to ask all the time, especially it's not so bad now that you're outside of the mall, but when you're in the mall, just the clientele, they aren't really sure. They're used to going to Speedway and pressing the button.
One 14-year-old kid in 1,000 actually wants a cappuccino, and they're probably from Italy.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody actually wanted an actual cappuccino.
Yeah. So do you guys have Mother's Day plans?
I celebrated with my moms on Monday night and like got them a really nice Monstera plant because I'm sorry, on Mother's Day, I don't want to do anything. Like, I just want to like do nothing.
Yeah.
Fair.
Right? Like, is that selfish?
No, I get it. That's how my mom is. But we're just going to go out to lunch and get her some stuff.
Oh my God.
And,
going out to dinner on Mother's Day, though, that's like a fresh wave of hell.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so busy. Yeah.
I don't
more
do it.
Lunch,
no,
more
absolutely
lunch,
not.
More of a lunch route.
Yeah.
We usually end up like hosting. Like, my parents host one, and then we have to host another one. And it's like, my gosh. No. But this year, my mom's at the dance competition. And then my dad tried to schedule a dinner on Saturday. And then I got a text the day later that it was canceled. And I was like, okay. I think they're driving down there and staying the night because they have to get up super early. And he probably didn't know that.
Yeah.
Kind of like he booked us pedicures and then can't those.
Oh, Kevin. Yeah.
But I haven't gotten with my mother-in-law.
Shauna, me too. Yeah. I want to sleep all day
Mother's
too.
Day
happy Mother's Day.
I don't want to wait on anybody. I don't want to clean anything. I just want to sit in bed and read. Can I just do that?
I love the
You know,
the like videos where like they – book the mom a hotel for the night.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, go get your nails done. Go to the hotel. Yeah. Don't worry about anything.
Yeah, don't be a mom for 2 days. I mean, isn't that sad on Mother's Day? I want to not be a mom for 24 hours. 100%. If I get to be queen of the day, this is what I want to do.
And like, we have our chickens, so they have the coop and the run, but the run's not very big, and we have 6 this time. And Papa got us a fence, but I don't know. It makes me nervous because we have foxes and it doesn't have a top.
Yeah.
So Wayfair had a big sale, and I ordered a fence that actually like has a thing that we can put around their whole coop and then just let them like kind of out.
Yeah.
And then we can put the fence up by the garden.
Okay.
To keep the deer out.
Oh God.
But
you are right next to the woods.
Yeah, it's coming Thursday, so I suspect we'll be putting that up this weekend, especially because the fox that lives in our driveway has kits, and it was so cute. I got home last night, and in the driveway, there was the mom and the little baby. And the baby's like
seen a baby
this
fox.
Big. Like, it looks like a little puppy. It was so cute. And then the mom was yelling at the baby because the baby wouldn't go back into its little den. It's like just get sitting there, and she's like yelling at it to go.
And you know they're just watching your chickens like, mm-mm-mm.
You know what? We've had them for the foxes for about 2 years now, and our chickens are pretty well protected because we poured a concrete slab and then put the coop and run on the concrete slab.
Yeah. So they can't dig under
they
it.
They can't get into
that's
it.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's what the bigger run thing that we're going to put around the whole thing, though, that we're going to have to definitely reinforce.
Oh, for sure. Your chickens are so cool, though, because they give out blue eggs. What kind of chickens are those?
They're called Blue Americanas, and they're Easter eggers. And actually, Grammy and Papa got us.
They're so cool. Chickens. Like, every time I, because, like, Britton always brings us eggs. Every time I open it, I see blue eggs. I just get happy seeing blue eggs. I know that's silly, but, like, it brings me joy.
I think it's really cool, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah,
strong, pungent smells.
My husband and son, for a little bit, were relieving themselves on the den to try to get the foxes to go away. That didn't work at all. So this is the second year that they kicked the groundhogs out. They've had kits 2 years in a row now. But it's funny because, like, my dogs will leave their toys outside, and the foxes will play with – we'll get, like, videos of the foxes playing with the dog's toys outside.
Maybe your husband and son need to eat some asparagus and then go outside.
Well, and you can get, like, I don't know, like, chemical kind of ones and stuff too.
Yeah.
But now they've got little tiny babies, so it's like I feel bad kicking them out while they have babies.
Yeah.
Wait a couple weeks or months.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So far, they haven't really heard anything. They leave the dogs alone.
Yeah.
You just They've left the home. Chickens alone thus far.
Yeah. Oh, coffee grounds, chili powder, and garlic citrus. Okay. Good ideas.
Yeah. Maybe
you know what we have lots of? We have lots of coffee grounds.
After the kits move out, maybe we'll. Because the kits don't stay. Like, foxes don't stay like a family. Yeah. They have their own territories.
Oh, interesting.
From what I was reading, because I called a trapper to see if he could help, and he basically said foxes are wily and
don't bother trying to
catch
them.
But I know where their den is. I mean, it's in the middle of our driveway.
Oh, that's so weird.
It is so weird.
Yeah.
They've like become pets almost, but they're not domesticated at all.
I want to see what these baby foxes look like.
Oh, so cute. The dogs sit at the windows and just watch them.
Do they like freak out and like try to get them?
Sky does, yeah. But a new flavor, coffee grounds, chili powder, and garlic citrus. Oh. Now, coffee grounds and chili powder.
We've done
garlic coffee.
I think I told you guys when we went to Arizona a couple months ago, we had like a Mexican cayenne latte. And that was the spiciest thing I've ever had.
We totally should try garlic parm coffee. Just see what it tastes like.
100%. Well, we tried pickle coffee a couple weeks ago, and I still can't untaste that. That was horrendous.
The Buffalo Wild Wings flavored coffee.
Oh. Like garlic parm, different. Do a partnership with Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah,
I'm gonna ask Jason to move his trail cam up by the fox den and see if we can get videos.
Oh, I'd love
them.
That. Yeah,
because literally the kit is so cute.
How many do you think they have?
I've only seen one, but last year they had 3.
Nice.
So I'm not sure, but they're eating the neighbor's chickens.
You put it on the dodo. God, have you ever seen the channel on YouTube, the dodo?
I have.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. People send them all their videos,
like, of, like, animal
their
videos.
Animals. That, yeah.
Oh, it's pretty cool. So cute. Yeah. I get suckered in on that one. Yeah, for cool sure.
Joke. Oh, the black hole of the internet. You know, whatever videos you just fall into.
Like, right now, Miss Peaches. I get all I just the notifications. Started
following Miss Peaches last
Isn't
night.
Isn't she so sweet?
So cute. She's a rescue dog that the owner of Barstool Sports got. And Brayton told me about him. Yeah. And so she sent me the link to follow his Instagram. And he just dresses this dog up, and, like, it's like his baby. And I'm just like, you know what?
She can do no wrong.
Yeah. And anybody who, like, I don't know, my dogs are my babies too. So it's just like, I get it. You know,
the
yeah.
baby talk that, yeah. I mean, he turned in from, like, a kind of like a sports guy to, like, just a mush. And I love it. Love it. Got rid of the girlfriend, got a dog.
You know what? So sounds sweet. Like an upgrade to me.
Yeah.
You know, so from somebody who makes crock pot dinners for my dog and takes her to acupuncture. I get it.
Yeah. Mine went to the vet this weekend. That was a fun bill. Oh, it's God. Just like their it's normal so shots and stuff, but you multiply it by two. And I was like, oh, gosh.
Well, and just like the cost of living and everything is so much more right now, too, with groceries.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, this guy's like first, like she had her like baby vaccines, but this was like her first time at the vet. Mm-hmm. And I was really nervous because she's an Australian Shepherd. So she's like a kind of a reactive dog. They just kind of are. They're super loyal to their family. So I was nervous. And I was like, well, can we just put a like a muzzle on her just in case? We put the thing on her and she just laid down so defeated. It just was, that was the end of it. And I was like, okay, she did way better than I thought she'd do.
Yeah, Bill, there was a winner in the pet photo contest. We did announce, we didn't do a separate post for it, but we announced it on the post. I can't remember, I think her name was Irma. And she did this really cool photo of her three dogs posing with our coffee. So yeah, she won a year's.
I'm gonna send myself an email because I'm gonna try to download all those photos and like put them in a really cool collage so that you guys can kind of see them all, just not in the comments.
Yeah, that's a cool idea. And we've got a contest going on right now.
Every week
we're giving away three of our new flavors. Yeah. So and you can pick from 12 ounce or the pods.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got that scheduled for every week. Okay. So
sweet. I sent myself an email. So
I've got a lot going on.
I can figure out how to do that. I don't know how you do it, but I'm sure we'll figure it out.
If anybody can figure it out, it's you.
Well, I can Google and YouTube and Reddit.
I know. Sometimes, like, when I have a problem, I'll go to Brinch, like, well, did you Google it? I'm like, the obvious answer. But now I do try to Google things before I ask.
Well, because a lot of times that's what I'm going to do, too, is just go Google it.
Yeah.
Because somebody's done it somewhere.
Yeah. And Logan knows a lot about, like, all the techie stuff, too, because sometimes I'm just like, I don't know why this computer hates me today. And you're like, oh, did you just restart it because you haven't turned it off in 3 months? Oh, is that all I had to do?
Sometimes that is the answer. Yeah.
That is usually my problem. And also, I have about 90 tabs open on Chrome at any given time. And that's really not an exaggeration.
Yeah, that is also an issue.
People come up, they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, every tab is important. I'm working on every tab.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? You close a tab and then you have that, like, you're going to forget about it.
Yeah.
Right?
If I close it, I'm not going to go back to it. Yeah. I need it open.
Even on my phone, I have, like, in my Chrome, I have a bunch of tabs open because there's things that I want to remember or go look back at.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, Deborah. Thank you. See you next week.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Hopefully my Mother's Day gift will arrive in time because I ordered it 3 weeks ago and I just got a shipping notification.
That's so annoying.
It is annoying. Yeah.
Well, the good news is that we're still shipping Mother's Day gifts.
Yeah.
And you want to know what? Like, I love – okay, so you guys know that we handwrite cards, right? Yes. So, like, if you order something and you put a note card in – they get handwritten. And when I say we handwrite, I mean Britain handwrites because
me,
I can't
Destiny,
write.
Destiny or my mom.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to. They Daddy's actually, like, I've tried to sneak some in and they're like, please stop. Like,
and if
please
you
stop.
Just do a note, you will get a card and we just, you know, pick the card that matches your note the best. If you want to pick your design, the reason it costs 50 cents is because people would abuse it. So we had to put a price to it, but you will get a note either way.
Yeah.
Dogs love coffee.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I think my dogs would drink coffee too if I left it for them to get it. Yeah. But I usually suck mine down too fast.
I'm sure our dogs but would too. They get into everything.
Loving reading the notes that people send to their moms. Yes. They are so sweet. And some of them are hilarious. You know, yeah. Like, I'm your favorite child now because I got you the grand sampler basket. I'm like, absolutely you are. You know?
Sedona and London have a fight in my mom's phone about being the favorite child. Like, they change their names and they'll be like, London will put like your favorite daughter, and then Sedona will be like, but your actual favorite daughter. And like, they just like fight. They go, they get my mom's phone and they change their name, their contact name.
But in truth, you're probably actually the favorite daughter.
Well, I just said that I don't even need to say anything.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. You don't have to say it.
I think that speaks volumes.
Oh, Grammy, we love putting notes. Every time we, Grammy places an order, or like honestly, anybody from our live, if we recognize your name, just like, we like to write extra stuff on your notes. Thanks for your order.
We see them. We try to catch them.
We get excited.
But we have got to go ship your Mother's Day gifts so that they get there in time.
This is true. We do.
So have a wonderful week. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
Yep, definitely. Enjoy
and it. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, okay. See you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Number 2 for the win.
Yeah, I like that one.